Hey, what's up, my loves? It's Duana with Fairy Trap Podcast, and today we're going to be covering a very gentle topic. So I won't be using the theme song because I want to keep it a very subtle energy. And I have these playlists playing in the background for feminine energy. They're going to be on Spotify. The first one is by Ali Mitchell, Michelle. Feminine energy. I just really love the energy in this one here. So I see this is a very popular topic going on right now and around. And also, before I really do get started, I just want to say, if anyone loves speaking and giving out their opinions on anything, you should really download the Anchor FM app and, you know, start your podcast. And also, you can also get paid for this if you do some sponsorships through your podcast or whatever. I think it's a very, very nice thing for the kids in our generation. So jumping right in. Jumping right in with feminine energy. We live in a very male dominant world, you know, so the women tend to step into their masculine. I won't say it's on purpose, but it's kind of like a shield sometimes. It's kind of like a protection thing. And let me fix my mic. It's kind of mostly a shield. It's something to just protect who we are, I guess. And many women build walls as a child because no one expects you to cry all the time. No one expects you to be sad. You have to be hard all the time. And let me tell you something. I got called a crybaby my whole life because I didn't give a damn, okay? I'm going to let it out. And to jump right in, balancing out masculine and feminine energy while being independent is something that I think most women need to work on, because we have a very much independent generation of women, like around my age group, you know, 21 22 23, we have a lot of entrepreneurs, and they feel like they don't want to be dominant to a man. I want that old-fashioned love, you know. I want to be the boss at home. I want to be the at-home mom, making my money from home while my man does what he does. He could work from home as well, but it doesn't matter. I want to be that at-home boss. But with feminine energy is very soft, a very gentle energy. We're creators, so I don't understand why so many women want to be portrayed as these hard body people, you know, when it's okay to open up. It's okay to be soft and be receiving. And, you know, I don't want to put it in this wording, but I feel like when you're too soft, people intimidate you, aren't intimidated by you. They feel like they can intimidate you. If you're too hard, you intimidate others. No one wants to, you know, be around you. But once there's a balance, people don't know what to expect from you. And that's kind of what you want to go for, you know. You want your man to know that, like, hey, she independent, but she know when to take lead. You know what I'm saying? So masculine energy is very assertive, confident. You know, they have their drive. They have more of their ego. And there's just some things that masculine energy cannot partake that the feminine can. And a lot of women do tend to merge into that masculine energy because of society and because of being an entrepreneur, being independent. You don't want to have to depend on anyone, or you don't want to have to answer to anyone. But that's okay. It's very okay to be dominant to a man. You just have to know that balance. You have to have that balance. Not being so girly can dim the feminine energy. And I'm not saying, you know, we just gotta wear pink all the time, but I'm telling y'all, like, being gentle to your man and just being a gentle figure releases a lot of tension. You don't have to always be loud or mean or upset over simple situations. You know, it's okay to dim that hard, like, and step into that fragile light. Like, I noticed growing up, like, as I was digging into this topic a little more, I noticed, like, as I used to grow up, I used to watch certain movies. And I'll see certain things women are doing, be like, oh, she's so extra. She's so sensitive. She's so dramatic, you know. And no, it's literally just being a woman. It's literally just that feminine in you that you had to know how to release and when to release it. So growing as a woman, growing as a woman, like I said, I want to have that stereotypical home. And I just feel, to me, that'll be able to help me grow more of my feminine side, you know, being able to be at home and do what I love and step into the things that I really want to work on myself, you know. And as my man, with my man being a hard worker, when he come home, because I'm going to have a very spiritual inclined house, when he comes home, it's time for us to, you know, me to help him step into his masculine and be able to balance out his feminine energy as well. Because the earth is made up of feminine and masculine energies. So everyone needs that balance. Just because you're a woman doesn't mean you're going to have a feminine energy, you know, no masculine. No, as a woman, you want to be able to be soft and gentle, but you want to know when to take lead. As a man, you want to know when to take lead and you want to know when to express your emotions as a man, you know. So I got a few little tips. So I believe as a woman, stepping into your feminine journey, adjust your posture. You want to compliment that spine. You don't want to have your shoulders shrugging over all the time, giving a very, I'll say, insecure posture, insecure look. Even though, you know, that's not what you're going for, but you want to always compliment the body, you know, because the spine is the way to life. You know, you got to have a good spine to be here. So you want to compliment that spine. Good posture is literally very important for your health. Also, energy of insecurity, good posture. You want to expand your vocabulary tremendously. Stop swearing so much, ladies, because we don't have to make promises that we can't keep. You know, you don't have to lie to get yourself out of a situation if you know, hey, I just couldn't do it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, or, hey, I fucked up. Like, be truthful with yourself. Be honest with yourself. So expanding your vocab, like, largening your dictionary helps you so much because you don't have to stick to the things that you know. Words are spells very much. So I feel like we should always think before we speak. And I tended to move into a very spiritual, soft vocabulary because, like I say, I call myself a mystic. I call my, you know, people call me a witch, people, you know, whatever. I don't go against whatever anyone says. But with me calling myself a mystic and a soft person, I don't want to always be seen as the aggressor, if that makes sense. And some women, that's what they want. I guess that makes them think, men think they hard or men think they're extra. I'm not saying step into your feminine energy to just attract men, but I mean, you know, we want to make babies. We want a home, you know. Take away swearing. I say, because who are you swearing to, you know? Like, you're just putting out unwanted energy into the universe that we can't always get back. So think before you speak. Get a diary, y'all. Get a diary. We do not have to always take our emotions to social media. Get a diary. Write in your notes. Journal. Make sure that you're expressing yourself to yourself. It's okay to get those feelings and get emotional about how we feel about things, because we're nurturers. we're creators. Like, when you have a child, I don't care if I have, you know, if I have a little boy, tell him, write your feelings down, baby. Understand why you got upset. You don't want to just be walking around the house mad for no reason, you know. So, get, ladies, men, get you a diary. And that diary is going to help you be able to understand your day and how you can make tomorrow a better day and how you can take the emotions you feel today and not feel again tomorrow, because everything in life is a learning process. And I have 4 diaries. I don't even pick up the same diary every day. I just get something different and I just write. Connection with the universe as well. Connection with nature helps bring out that feminine energy in you, because you can go outside and just find beauty in anything you see. Like, even if the grass is dead, you have so much more to look at. If the grass is dead, you have every reason to understand why the grass is dead. I find beauty when the grass is dead as well, because it kind of makes me sad. Like, you know, damn, like, no water comes over here or no nutrition is going to this grass. Like, and I'm finding beauty in why I love to see green grass, you know, and it's hurting me that the grass is dead. I'm a very soft person. And you don't have to be a hippie to want to go in nature. You don't have to be a hippie or a very spiritual person to want to take walks. It's okay with having a very spiritualistic side, if that makes sense. Like, it's okay with wanting to go outside by yourself when you're in a relationship and you just want to walk on your own, drink you some water, get to know yourself more that day. That is totally okay. And people forget that sometimes, because like I said, we have to be so hard all the time. We have to step into that masculine all the time, be so assertive. And yeah, no, it's okay. The divine feminine. Living in a male-dominated world, we all tend to step into our masculine very much. Feminine energy is nurturing, soft, intuitive, free-spirited. And feminine energy is ruled by the moon, Luna, you know. So sometimes when you see a picture of something dominated from the energy, you'll see the woman, the moon, and a wolf. And you know, I love the moon. The moon is a very beautiful thing. And when I think of the moon, I think of manifestation as well. So, and with a woman, with feminine energy is very intuitive. So you just know. It's like you just know certain things. And when you're manifesting, you have to just know that that's going to come into fruition. That's, you know, what I'm asking for is going to come to be. I won't have to ask twice. There won't need to be a reason to ask twice for it. Being out of touch with your body and your emotions is, you when you're out of touch with your emotions, you'll know you're morally into your masculine energy. It'll like, you'll like, once you understand feminine and masculine energy, you'll know when your feminine is off balance, though, when your masculine is off balance. And being out of touch with your emotions stands very, very, very high with being out of touch with your feminine side, because as a male, they tend to want to be hard. They tend to, you know, not want to feel anything most of the time. And it is totally okay to want to be fragile when it comes to a relationship. I want to be fragile if your feelings are hurt, you know. So intuition, just knowing, and strong will with your intuition. You want to grow a strong connection with your intuition as well. So build with your intuition. Don't suppress your gut feelings. Acknowledge your emotions. Feel them. Don't let them create your character, though. You know, do not let your emotions create your character. Because just because you're upset with your man and you're sad doesn't mean you have to be mad at the world that day. You know, feel those emotions, sit in them, acknowledge them, understand why they made you feel the way they made you feel. Like I said, journal them, write them down. And then once you see that, like, okay, I'm over it, you wrote them down, you understood why it made you feel the way it made you feel. So, next step. You know, you don't want to sit on something too long that can't benefit you in the long run. I notice a lot of women tend to build a very masculine image as a child. That's when the masculine tends to overpeak the feminine, because we, like I said, we can't cry. We can't be sad all the time. You know, what you sad for? Why you always sad? Why you always upset? You know, because my feelings are hurt. That is why. So it's okay to just sit some time and cry. It's okay sometimes to just understand why you're sad and why you've been brought to these emotions. We can start saying a lot of affirmations. Like, if you're an entrepreneur and you're very assertive, you have that drive to make sure everything gets done, you want to speak highly over your business. You know, I'm a very powerful creator. I'm a unique creator. My creativity stands tall. You know, you want to be able to speak over your work and your drive in a very feminine way. When a lot of people see a woman who feels very highly of herself, she gets called bougie or stuck up. And no, you just have to know you're it and know that. Stand on that. Don't let anyone dim your light because of insecurities that they feel on themselves. Like, when I was helping people at a time on my social medias, I had one person take something I said so to heart, and like made it the most. And I told her, like, well, I feel like you're just projecting. I'm not taking back what I said, you know what I'm saying? Like, so never let anyone try to dim who you are because they aren't structured and strong in the person that they are. Simple. Some more tips, my loves, on how to build that feminine energy. Put on your favorite song, your favorite playlist, you know, and just dance. Like, don't have to be no twerking. It don't have to be no extra dancing. Just dance. Let your body move. Play a love song every morning and sing that love song to yourself. Even if you have to grind, corrupt yourself, that's your body, them yo titties, baby. You know, just feel yourself, understand who you are as a woman. Also, adornment, find beauty in everything. Ooh, my stomach. Find beauty in everything, my loves. Like, literally, like, being around a group of women who down others to make themselves feel better dims the feminine in you, because you are who you hang around. So find beauty in everything. Like, she could be wearing 6 different colors, but that top cute though, you know. So it's like, you have to just find beauty in whatever, and that brings beauty into you, that soaks beauty back into you, because what you put out into the universe is exactly what you get back. Male energy is direct, like a straight line. It projects outward and it secures and has a giving nature. So you don't want to always have that masculine energy overpeak the female energy, because female energy is a cyclic. It's like, it's a circle. It's directed inward. It nurtures and it's a receiving nature. Free days. Make sure you have self-care days, entrepreneurs, okay? My girl be working all day, every day, and she hand makes her stuff. You want to be able to take days off and understand that your work got to be done, but I come first. You know, like, you don't stress is real. So you want to make sure that you're balancing the business in you, in self-care. Just have it all balanced out right. You can also express yourself for your feminine energy through painting, crafting, crocheting, dancing, trying on a lot of different clothes as well can help you, you know, because you, hey, I ain't never wore this top. Let me see how this looks. Throw on some different type of jeans. Don't recycle the same looks. Step out the thrift store. Thrift shopping. Ain't nothing wrong with a little thrift. You know what I'm saying? I find a lot of cute shit in the thrift now. I love the thrift store. Like, if I go to the thrift, I spend at least $200 in the thrift. You know, good searching, though. Sensuality, my loves. Soak. I got to tell y'all. With sensuality, you don't always have to have sex. So, you know, soak in you a nice, warm Luke bath. Get you some essential oils, probably poured in there with you. Get you some rose petals, some candles, a cup of wine. Keep the wine bottle in the bathroom as well, my love. Get you some chocolate and just feel yourself. Understand who you are. Soak in that confidence. Have you some bubbles too if you like. You know, just feel that confidence in you while you're in that bath. Like you're feeling like you're in a movie somewhere, you know. And that helps. That really helps. That really builds. And you can also do full moon baths as well. You just want to cleanse off all that old negative energy from the past month. You know, you just want to feel like a new woman. Masturbating. Yes, my loves. Masturbating. Masturbating brings tons of self-love. Never think it's nasty to masturbate, okay? Masturbating is really... I really think masturbating is a wonderful form of manifestation as well. Like, you can manifest anything with a nice cum. Okay? Like, we're women. We're grown. We're grown now. It's time to step into that womanhood. That thrive of being an amazing woman. And do not let... Because someone else doesn't like masturbating, or because someone else think masturbating is nasty, stop you, honey. Get that zzz and get the zzz, okay? So, like I said, feminine energy is soft and gentle and nurturing and creating, and you know, we're birthing women, we're birthing men, kings and queens, and we're stepping into that understanding of life. Like, we're really, yeah, we grown now. And masculine energy is all about drive, assertive, and confidence. The divine feminine, she is an energy of beingness, powerful, loving, and caring. She allows to trust, have faith, patiently observing by leaning back. The feminine energy, she goes with the flow. She doesn't let anything... she doesn't try to control anything. She lets life take its course. And when it's time to take lead, she takes lead. The divine feminine is the one that finds her path from the inside out through love and feels freedom from within. The woman that embodies this energy is magnetic and able to attract everything she wants, knowing that it's the energy of co-creation and manifestation. There is no energy of desperation, neediness, lack, which relates to what we call these days the wounded feminine. The divine masculine. It is the energy of action, but one open and loving, focused on faith-based action. So my entrepreneurial women, if in this energy, you listen to the divine's feminine knowing, receiving her divine intuitive downloads, and then you find yourself acting upon them with faith. It acts out of knowing that it's all well and will always be, and that you are always held and supported by something bigger than you, a force so magnificent it cannot be conceived with our human minds. So we want to have that yin, come on now, yin yang energy, and just understand who we are in this feminine and masculine world. And that's all, my loves. I hope you guys continue to tune into the Fairy Trap. Mwah.